WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and listen to the ref.com presents the Central Football Show featuring comments from head coach Brandon Artis. This show is brought to you by ERA First Advantage Realty, Max Deadman Agent, Gary's Body Shop, by Award War Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now, here is your host, Dan Okerski.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to week four of our weekly football coaches shows. For the next 15 minutes, we'll talk to Brandon Artis and talk about the Central Bears coming off a tough night at Enloe Field last Friday night, a 35-6 defeat to the Memorial Tigers. But Central returns home this week to take on the Vincennes Lincoln Owlses, and we'll talk with Coach Artis about the game with Memorial. We'll also preview the game with Vincennes and also have a chance to visit with sophomore quarterback Hunter Brochiers during the Central Football Show when it continues right here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Deadman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Deadman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.deadman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
You've heard people say,
I've got to get to Gary's.
But why is it important to get to Gary's Body Shop when you need auto body work? Because Gary's Body Shop is locally owned and a proud supporter of our community for more than 25 years. Plus, you'll work directly with the owner. But most of all, because when you go to Gary's, you know the work will be done right the first time, or we'll make it right. So when you need quality body work and collision repair, get to Gary's. Gary's Body Shop, 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Central Football Show on this Monday afternoon, head coach Brandon Artis joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Well, obviously, you guys back-to-back weeks at Enloe Field. Week two, get the win over Bossy in the last minute there, and then take on the Memorial team coming in, ranked number one in the state in Class 3A. An awful lot of talent, 35-6 the final there last Friday night. Just some overall thoughts on the game with Memorial.
Just as a coach, you look back at the game and you look back at situations and you wish you could have certain situations back. We knew that Memorial, I mean, they're the number one ranked team in 3A for a reason. We knew they're a well-coached team. We knew that they'd come out. They wouldn't make too many mistakes, and they wouldn't beat themselves. And then we knew that we had to play mistake-free football, in which we didn't do that. And so we live with the result. We feel like we played. We felt like we had a good game plan. End of the first quarter, we was in a good position. Had a long drive, first quarter as a coach. You probably should take points, kick a field goal, at least go in the end of the first quarter 3-6. And then things may look different a little bit. But ultimately, we're learning from it. We're just trying to get better day by day. So.
Well, that's the thing, Coach. I mean, you take a look and you look at the Central football team through the first 3 weeks of the season. I mean, Modern Day, Ballsy, Memorial, two of the three teams you played right now are undefeated. Two of the three teams you played are ranked, in the top 10 of the state in Class 3A. And as you kind of go through this season, as you said, kind of step by step, brick by brick is kind of the mantra for this team this season. And you want to get to the point where you're putting 48 good minutes of football together. Through the first 3 weeks doing this radio show with you, it just seems like each and every week, you know, those minutes are getting a little bit higher. The fact that, you know, hey, we're not getting blown out for 3 or 4 minutes of the football game. It's been a good game for a half. It's been a good game for three quarters. And then a few things lead to our demise. Am I kind of accurate in that statement?
Yeah, you're very accurate. And you couple that with we were down four guys. So I'm not saying that's the reason why the game was the way it is, but it hurt us a little bit because they're key players. Yeah, I mean, we haven't found a way to do things the way that, I mean, we're still making those same mistakes or reverting back to bad behaviors when things get hard, when adversity hits. So, and that's just coaches and players, not just players.
All right, so, I mean, you take a look, what do you take out of that Memorial game as a positive to build and apply it to preparations this week for Vincennes?
For me, I think that we took another step forward. The score doesn't say that, right? But if you look at growth from last year to this year, I mean, look at the point swing. First game of the season we played Memorial last year got out of hand. It was 56-0 at halftime, I believe, something around there. I think that we made things interesting. I think that my motto was what happens if we make things interesting. And I think that for a little bit, it kind of got interesting. So I take out of it that there's growth there. And guys see it. And when we watch film, we're like, man, we're one person away or one mistake away from things happening the way that it should. We're going to get there. It's just going to take time, and we understand that. We just got to keep chucking away.
All right, Brandon Artisan, the Central Bears, they get set to take on the Vincennes Lincoln Aliases Friday night out at Central Stadium. We'll take a break. When we come back, sophomore quarterback Hunter Brochures will join us. This is the Central Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
Now is the time to make the change, and Gary's Body Shop has a new career for you. If you're an experienced auto body tech, make the move to Gary's Body Shop. Gary's Body Shop offers competitive pay based on your experience, including paid holidays and a great atmosphere. If you're ready to make the move to Evansville's premier locally owned body shop, get to Gary's. Submit your application in person or online at garysbodyshop2020@gmail.com. Gary's Body Shop, 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
Back here on the Central Football Show on this Monday afternoon, sophomore quarterback Hunter Brochures joining us during this segment. Hunter, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. Well, obviously, being a sophomore, being in charge of this offense through 3 weeks, let's just talk a little bit about the Memorial game last week and some things that you learned after you watched film of the game.
Yeah, perfect.
Well, yeah, just tell me a little bit about, you know, maybe some things, after watching film that you've learned as far as just this offense and getting better.
I mean, I think I've just learned that as an offense, we can be explosive, but we just got to limit those mistakes. Like, obviously, I've made those mistakes, but I work on learning from them each week and work on improving to give my team the best chance to succeed.
How was it going up against your cousin last week?
I mean, that's my third time going up against him, so I think it's the last time. So, I mean, it's just fun getting to play against your family. And, like, obviously he's a beast out there, but whenever it's just Alex, like, at, like, a family event, it's great, so.
Did you guys exchange any type of communication during the course of the game?
Not during the game, but after the game we generally get a picture. I mean, my brother always got a picture with Alex after games also, so it's just become like a family thing.
Good deal. Well, obviously, you know, Hunter, let's just go back to week two and that climactic win over Boston. Just how everybody on the football team in the program felt, kind of getting on that buzz, getting the chip off your shoulder a little bit, but just executing that play to Nathaniel to get the win over Boston.
Yeah, I mean, I think just part of it is staying focused at practice and, like, not getting too humble, like, with everyone at your school talking about great job, you played great out there. You just got to stay focused because you don't want to get a big head and lose that mentality that you've had all summer and all season.
And how do you feel about playing quarterback? Again, I mean, this is a very tough league, a sophomore, you know, stepping in and with this offense, I mean, through 3 weeks, where's your comfort level? Do you get more comfortable with each and every passing week?
I'd say I do because last year, obviously, from the stats and everything, it wasn't the greatest year, but I think what people don't see is all the work put in and how, like, just being more comfortable and getting that experience benefits your team each and every week. So I think just the experience each week, you're just going to keep on getting better.
Well, you guys return home Friday night. You take on Vincennes. They come in 1-2. I know you've had a chance over the weekend to take a peek at the Vincennes Lincoln defense. Just kind of your thoughts as you guys get ready for the game on Friday.
I mean, I think we can do whatever we want against them. I think if we spread the ball out and get the ball in the hands of our playmakers, we have a real shot to compete and win this game on Friday. So,
and how important would that win be just to get to 2-2? We're kind of getting to the halfway point of the season right now, and you guys have played, again, two undefeated teams so far through 3 weeks. Each and every week is just a battle in this league. But how important would it be to kind of get through week four, Hunter, and have a record of 2-2?
I mean, I think it would just show, like, the volumes of how much our team has improved over the summer and just give us that confidence going into the last half of the season.
And just what about the attitude of this football team? I mean, certainly when you go through an entire season and you don't win a game, I mean, I think a lot of people, their heads could be down, but I know Coach Artis and the staff did a great job getting more people out this year. You guys have had the injuries like everybody else that you've dealt with, so, you know, you've already faced adversity. But just the attitude this year compared to where it was a year ago at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I think dudes are just, like, they have the confidence in themselves, which is a big part of winning football games. If you don't have confidence, then you're going to lose out there. So I think just over the summer we implemented to have confidence and take yourself over other people, and that's just all you need. So
good. Well, Hunter, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Have a great week of preparation. All the best to you and Central in the game on Friday with Vincennes.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Hunter Brochures, the sophomore quarterback for the Central Bears. We'll come back at the Scotty Report on Vincennes Lincoln with Coach Artis when the Central Football Show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref. If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, but so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call. call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop, 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings. Back here on the Central Football Show on this Monday afternoon, head coach Brandon Artist rejoining us. Well, coach, now you turn your attention to the Vincennes League tonight. They've dropped two games after a season opening win here in Evansville against Bossy. Back-to-back losses at home to Wrights and then this past week to Mater Dei. They come in 1-2. Just kind of your thoughts as you watch film of Coach Salters and the Lincoln analysis.
For me, I respect what Coach is doing. Vincennes, to me, they got some playmakers. They are plays away from being 2-1, or even they're in all their games. They got some guys. We got to play good football.
Well, you take a look at their quarterback. He's new this year, Luke Lindsay. What is your assessment of him, watching him on film, leading their offense?
He can throw the rock. When he lets it fly, he lets it fly. He creates, he extends plays with his legs. He's not as dynamic running the ball as their quarterback from last year, but he extends plays. They go how he goes. Right. So I think that we just have to contain him, and just make sure he didn't get extra time to do some of that stuff with his legs. And I think we'll be in good shape.
All right. So defensively, your preparations this week, you focus on Lindsay. What kind of running game do they have overall? What kind of skill position players does he have?
I mean, he has 34, 17, 32. They play both ways. They're their guys. 17 was a good player for them last year. We just have to understand that we got to make somebody else beat us. We can't allow their guys to do what they do. And so that's what our defensive preparation is, make somebody else beat us. And that's what we're going to come in this week. That's what's going to be our mentality this week.
Okay, you take a look at their defense coming up through three games. They've allowed 72 points. How do you guys offensively put points on the board here and put them in a position that they feel uncomfortable?
I mean, honestly, our offense is more or less we try to control the clock and we try to go at our pace, right? And so I know that they've allowed points, but we don't want that to get us into doing things that's uncharacteristic or this out of our character, if that makes sense. We're not a big play offense right now. We're more or less just a pace kind of offense, if that makes sense. We try to run the ball to open up other things. And so we understand that they've allowed a lot of points, but also we are a team that haven't scored very many points. So just because they allowed a lot of points doesn't mean that we're going to score a bunch of points, if that makes sense.
Sure. Well, and one last thing, we'll let you go here, Coach, but obviously you know how tough this league is. You've got a young sophomore quarterback. We had a chance to visit with him in our last segment, Hunter Brochers. How has he developed and matured as the quarterback of this football team through the first 3 weeks of the season?
I think that he's being vocal and he's speaking. Like last year he took a beating without really saying anything. I think this year he's kind of standing up for himself, saying what he sees. He hadn't played very well. He played really good versus Boston, but against Modern Day and Memorial, we struggled a little bit, but there's intangibles there. We just got to hold on. There's little things that if he corrects and fixes, he's going to be a problem. And it starts by stepping into your throws, not rushing your throws, knowing where pressure's coming from, putting your guys in position to be successful or put them in position to help you, if that makes sense. And so that's all in the quarterback. He understands that, and he's up for the challenge. So that's why I appreciate it.
All right. Well, Brandon, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Have a great week of preparation and all the best to you and the Bears Friday night at home against Vincennes.
All right. Thank you.
This is Brandon Artist. This has been the Central Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You have been listening to the Central Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by ERA First Advantage Realty, Max Dedman Agent, Gary's Body Shop, by Award Winner Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. This Central Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.